FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Agriculture has urged farmers and agribusinesses to register their operations in order to qualify for government support. MEC Thembeni Gamatlopa Mthethwa met with farmers, producers and agricultural experts in Durban today. They discussed ways of tackling ongoing challenges in the sector, ranging from climate change to food security and rural development. Recent flooding, as well as veld fires and foot and mouth disease, have negatively impacted food production. Gamatlopa Mthethwa says while the department is committed to supporting the sector, the lack of documents such as water licenses and SARS registration are often a headache.
SARS is saying you can't give a person money or a customer when that person is not paying money tax. Issue of water license has disturbed a lot of farmers.
The Deputy Minister in the Presidency for Youth, Mapaseka Steve, has condemned a local podcast for the racist comments the host made about coloured people. An episode hosted by Mthokozisi Metula and Sinothando Gama has sparked outrage, with some labelling it hateful and deeply offensive. The Deputy Minister says the comments have caused significant distress, saying such statements are not only offensive but also undermine the values of inclusivity and respect that our society strives to uphold. Litsike says every community deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. Bluff resident Carl Mento has penned an open letter saying the podcast reinforces the marginalisation of an already vulnerable group.
Ashamed of them that they can even have this mindset of us and disrespect and to degrade us in that manner. It was really hurtful because we've come a long way. We've worked hard.
The World Health Organization says 99 people are now known to have died from malnutrition in the Gaza Strip so far this year. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has called for scaled-up, sustained and unimpeded aid to be allowed to flow into Gaza. He says malnutrition is widespread and hunger-related deaths are rising. The Israeli government is under mounting international and domestic pressure to end the war. And finally, a fundraiser for Wildlife Rangers is closing in on its 700,000 rand target. It started with a two-day race at Babanango Game Reserve in Zululand about a week ago. 17 runners took part, covering 100 kilometres of rugged terrain. Durban-born conservationist Harry Bailey says he started the initiative in 2022, driven by his love for the bush and a passion for supporting rangers who he says are often overlooked. He says donations are still coming in long after the run has wrapped up.
You're running from sunrise to sunset because people think, you know, oh, it's just a 50 kilometer, but when you're running through a big five reserve with some of the hardest terrain out there, up major hills, through crevices, on uneven roads, loose gravel, where every